This is Engineering Marvels. What time is it? Who decided which clock was right? In 1834, the longest railway in the U.S. was 136 miles and ran from Charleston, South Carolina to Hamburg, South Carolina. The chief engineer reported difficulty in attaining regularity in the arrival and departure times of passenger trains. The problem was caused by the want of a uniform standard of time at the different station points. As more locomotives were added, the problem became one of safety, as trains running in opposite directions shared the same tracks, separated only by time. In the 1840s, a railway standard time for all of England, Scotland, and Wales evolved, replacing several local time systems. Another notable timekeeping advance would come out of England in the 1800s, the world's best-known time reference. The Royal Observatory in Greenwich began transmitting time telegraphically in 1852, and by 1855, most of Britain used Greenwich time, which evolved into GMT, or Greenwich Mean Time. The world wasn't done with Greenwich and timekeeping. In the 19th century, a variety of meridians or starting points were used for longitudinal reference by various countries. Longitudinal lines are the north-south lines passing through the poles on a globe. It became clear that shipping would benefit from the establishment of a single prime meridian. An 1884 conference held in Washington adopted the meridian passing through Greenwich as that initial or prime meridian for longitude and timekeeping. This established official time zones throughout the world. The U.S. railroad industry anticipated the International Accord when they implemented a standard railway time system in 1883, spurred in large part by the scientific community seeking a standard timekeeping system. The U.S. officially recognized this arrangement of time zones through an act of Congress in March 1918, 34 years later. So how does this establishment of a standard time, initiated by the railroad industry and technical standards, relate to engineering? Well, who do you think drives the train? Engineering Marvels is a joint production of the Frank H. Dottaway College of Engineering at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, and South Texas Public Radio. Past episodes are available online at tamuk.edu/engineering. I'm Jason Martin.